Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
7:05 start tonight. It'll be Guards and Yankees one last time, right? Before the next time when they meet up in the playoffs. That's it, right?
Wow.
This isn't a four-game series.
Love the way you guys are thinking.
Well, you know, that's how we roll over here. We are Johnny Optimists when it comes to...
Like that a lot.
With the way things are playing out for the Guardians right now, even though six and a half back. Let's talk a little bit about the offense, because when you go through last night, the boys came through at the plate. And again, you know, we talked about them being aggressive and, you know, jumping out to that 3-0 lead. And man, that just felt good. And then I'm like, oh, this is just a really big lead early on. Are they going to be able to hang on? And then they pick up the run in the eighth inning, you know, when you come up with a shot like that. So Manzardo hits that long ball. And Manzardo, like, actually, I love watching him, and he drives me crazy. Like, he just...
Why?
Because...
Is it the mustache?
No, it's the mustache, isn't it? He comes up with a hit when you need him to get a hit, everyone.
It's the snappy
right?
little batting style.
Like, what would you say? When you need him to come up with a big hit, he does it... 50% of the time is that fair?
Good Lord, I think you're getting a little...
You think so? Yeah. I'm wrong? I mean, he's hitting 211. That's the problem I have. Like, last night when he hit it out, I was like, ah, yes! Oh, Manzardo's great. And then you're like, ah, he's only hitting 211. How is this possible?
Well, if you had been told at the beginning of the season that in early June, Manzardo would be tied for the team lead in home runs and runs batted in, what would you think?
I would have said, I'm really sure I thought Santana would be that guy. I would hope that it was Santana or Ramirez.
I would have thought it'd clearly be Jose. He's tied with him in both of those categories with home runs and runs batted in. And Carlos is right there as well with runs batted in. I would think two things. Ooh, that's not good for everybody else, but it's really good for Kyle Manzardo. I think, Andy, he has shown that, okay, this is a guy that, and he's not a pitcher, but it's a guy you pinpointed in another organization. You went out and got him, and it looks like you, once again, made a solid move. You gave up Aaron Civale, and you gave up Aaron Civale when we all wondered, wait a minute, this team is trading starting pitching? Well, they do need bats, and they've brought in a bat, and this guy seems to be able to hit. And in this day and age, Andy, 211.
Who would have thought?
It's not like 211 from our youth, is it?
No, I guess not.
Seriously.
It's not.
Take a look around. You know, I mentioned the other day that I received a text from a guy who played in the majors and talking about Jack Kegliam, actually. And the guy said, you know, we were texting back and forth a little bit, and he said, for a Major League Baseball player to be hitting 220 to 230 is just an embarrassment. Well, that's, you know, this is not an old guy, but that's where this game is right now. You have so many guys.
Is it too watered down then?
No, I don't know what it is. I'm not exactly sure why guys are hitting as poorly as they are in some areas. But, you know, you got guys – playing, starting, getting a lot of at-bats who are hitting 211, 215. Nolan Jones has raised his batting average to 215. We're excited.
Slugging percentage is 313.
Dan, how's that make his averages dropped like crazy.
Nobody wants to hear any of this because, you know, it's the best part of baseball is we've been playing it for 110 years and the rules haven't changed besides we've lowered the mound a little.
I don't know. They put a pitch clock in. They have ghost runners now in extra innings.
They're not ghost runners. There's actually a guy standing there.
The thing with baseball is everybody loves to compare eras. And everybody thinks that, you know, nothing has changed and all of that kind of stuff that has come with it. And there's a litany of reasons why we are where we are when it's come to batting average. One of them, frankly, the pitching has never been better. No one wants to admit this. No one wants to know the pitching has never been better. And if you need proof of it, go on the Pitching Ninja X page and just scroll. And you'll sit there and just be baffled.
All right, Is that next to Fruit Ninja or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me throw one thought at you, though. And I'm not going to argue with you, the pitching has never been better. Pitching has never been this way either, where if a starter goes five, we think it's a big deal. And then you get a parade of relief pitchers coming in throwing 97. And you might see a guy twice in a game. If you get three looks at a pitcher in a baseball game in this day and age, congratulations. And what happens? You know, you adjust as a hitter when you go to the plate. Well, it's hard to adjust when you see Tanner Bibee twice, and then here comes Tim Herron, then here comes Hunter Gaddis, then here comes Cade Smith, and there's Emmanuel Clase. I mean, how do you do that? And Dan, that's why, that's what you're talking about.
Well, and it's a two-edged sword. It's exactly what you said, and the fact that we're in the land of max velocity and max spin.
Absolutely.
Especially coming off of these starters and that. So that's part of it. Another part of it, too, yes, guys are trying to hit the ball in the air more, and swinging and missing is more accepted than it used to be. I wouldn't go as far to say encouraged, but it's more accepted than it used to be. You know, you've got more guys getting the bat off their shoulders and really taking some hacks because of the emphasis on hitting the ball.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Far.
Can I throw one thought in on this?
Sure.
And I couldn't agree with what Dan just said more, but I thought it was really interesting. I was sitting on the lawnmower and mowing last night, and Tom Hamilton had a great nugget that I thought, that's interesting. And I wonder if that changes anything about the way the game goes moving forward. And he was talking about Aaron Judge. And I don't know if anybody's aware, Aaron Judge is currently hitting 389.
Yes. Yep.
The dude is hitting 389.
He's putting up Bonds numbers right now.
At 6'7", 280 pounds, smashing the baseball out of the park, 389. And as Tom pointed out, almost 100 points higher than his career batting average. And he's doing it because he's trying to put more balls in play and not hit the ball out. But he's so big and strong, he still has 21 home runs. I wonder if watching a guy like Judge, who is known, you know, for just mashing the baseball, dude hit 62 home runs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's just a monster. But the fact that he has adjusted his game a little bit and is hitting the ball for as high of an average as he is, and all the other great stats that go along with it, his OPS is off the charts. I wonder if that changes the game in any way, shape, or form.
I hope it does. I mean, it's the old Manny Ramirez line. I'm a doubles hitter and the ball happens to go over the fence.
Yeah.
You know?
Barry Bonds was not a home run hitter until he got fed up with watching McGuire and Sosa get all the attention.
Right. Met with a doctor of some sort.
That's what it led to, supposedly.
I'll give you another one, too.
I got a fun game here for you. Keep going. Yep.
Reason batting average is down the way it is. The next time you're at a game, mm-hmm. watch the outfielders. Every single player, you'll notice, they'll go in their back pocket or they'll go in their hat.
Oh, they're pulling out charts
and look. Card,
it's all analytically driven.
And they'll position themselves accordingly. The Guardians are like at the forefront of this.
Yeah.
That's stealing so many hits from guys with the fact that we are now living in this world where these guys have these note cards in their back pockets. And you've got coaches who are directing them and all of that stuff on top of it that they're moving.
Well, the Yankees were doing it last night against Jose Ramirez.
Oh, yeah.
And you're seeing, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dan, and they were doing this to Jose. I think you're seeing more outfielders play in a little bit more than they used to.
On Jose?
And especially Jose, yeah. But the Yankees did. And they're a big analytics team. They were playing their outfielders a little tighter against Jose Ramirez. Well, now Jose can bash it over your head, but you're trying to take away, you know, A, singles, B, maybe something that could get in the gap if you're lined up in the right spot.
I want to play a quick little game here, a little fun game. Remember yesterday I was talking about hitting over 260 and how, like, can we get somebody to hit over 260? So between the Yankees, go ahead, William.
Let me throw this in before we move on.
All right.
I love getting texts from people who are listening to the show.
Right.
A college pitching coach just texted me.
Dang.
He said, showing batters as many different arms as you can in 9 innings, that's the new approach to getting guys out. Guardians are at the forefront of that. You know, I mean, take a look at any box score. Anytime you see two guys pitching for a team, it's like, wow, what happened? It's usually, 4-6? And you got all these pitchers. That's why guys aren't winning 20 games anymore. Heck, they're getting yanked before they qualify for a win.
Even with a 3-batter minimum that we brought up yesterday.
A starting pitcher.
Yeah.
A starting pitcher is getting yanked before he can finish 5.
Yeah, I was
talking about you got to go 5 to get a win if you're a starter.
Mm-hmm. All right, going back to that 260 game, how many guys in last night's game, who do you think, which team do you think had more guys hitting over 250, the Yankees or the Guardians? Just quick, Jeff.
Because you said it, I'll say Guardians.
I'll say the Yanks.
They both have 5 guys in last night's lineup that were hitting over 250. Now, when it comes to 260, what I was talking about now, is it Guardians or Yankees?
Yankees.
Dan?
I'll say the Yanks.
Guardians have 3 guys over 260. The Yanks only had 2.
Yeah, but if you split up Judge, you have 17.
That is true.
Split up his batting average.
If you take...
spread it around.
He'd be awesome at the bottom of our lineup because we'd have, 200 hitters almost? Just under 200? He'd kill it at the bottom of the lineup. I guess you guys are right. Maybe it is, though, a little watered down because the pitching is so much better. Brian is in Avon. Hi, Brian.
Brian?
Yeah, I would say the product is a lot watered down. You guys, somebody made the argument that the pitching is way better.
That's
no,
Dan.
The pitching's way better because it.
You broke up. You said, hang on, Brian. You broke up. Just say that again. You said the pitching is something. Go.
Way better.
Okay.
Because the hitting is terrible. And the main question is, the game has changed. There's a premium on swinging for the fences now versus fundamentals and moving guys along. And how many major league teams were there in 1970 versus how many major league teams are there now?
Okay.
That'll tell you the answer, because most of those guys that are playing today would be in AAA or even AA.
Not most, but certainly that's the case. But the guys who are pitching today would also be there. But I think Dan's right. Pitching is better, and a lot of it is because of the way that pitchers are being used. And so many pitchers, I mean, hitters are not getting third and fourth looks at a starting pitcher anymore. And here comes, you know, here comes Tim Herron, lefty, throwing 97, 98. You set him down, here comes Hunter Gaddis, righty, throwing 97, 98. Here comes Clase, throwing stuff that moves at 101.
Some of it that, but more than anything, like the sweepers.
They're moving.
The kick changes, all of these different pitches now, they're just nuts. Everybody has Randy Johnson's slider right now. It's nuts.
1970 Major League Baseball had 24 teams, in case you're wondering. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Enjoying this Guardians conversation about, you know, being a little bit, is the hitting watered down? Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that. But also I want to get into all of the hype of the quarterback touchdown passes from yesterday in Berea. Outstanding. Did you see it? We'll talk about it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.